Oops. I didn't mean to do that. Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Friday Happy Hour. We ain't seen each other in a couple of weeks. Okay, family, we got to catch up. What's been going on? What's happening? A lot of stuff on the news. Trust me, I got some stuff tonight for us. But anyway, welcome to Happy Hour. It's at 5 p.m. We're on Blog Talk Radio. This is the Essence of Success Network through them. And the phone number to the show is area code 516-666-9519. That's 516-666-9519. Okay, well, anyway, yeah, we're going to have a good time. There's a lot of stuff in the news. Springer, God, I couldn't think of that guy's name. I was calling him everything except that. Springer. Okay, let's see, what else do I need to say? Oh, be sure and check me out on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday on YouTube, The Essence of Success. We have a real good time. It starts at 6 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time till 6:30, but lately it's been going until almost, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour or more, so it's okay, because you know what? I love people, and that's all right. Some days like that, some days, you know, ends in a half an hour. But anyway, we have a good time, so please join us over there. And then, of course, every Friday is Friday Happy Hour, where we discuss maybe the hot topic of the day or what's going on in our lives or maybe things that we're curious about in life that, you know, we just want some answers. We could have our opinions or how we feel. It's our prerogative, and that's fine, but you know, it's good to hear somebody else's, as I say, perspective, you know, on how they feel about something. So anyway, without further ado, let me hush. I'm just running off at the mouth. So glad to be back after 2 weeks. But it was good, y'all. For those of you that are listening and not, I mean, I'll go down the list, but, you know, that are not online, but you can still hear the show. We had a prayer time, and it was good. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. If you want to get in on it, you better come into the show, because I get in one of them moves, things are happening. I have to get on my knees, okay? So anyway, all right, well, let's get to the board. First up on the board is just a minute. I'm sorry, it might help if I bring y'all in, huh? Lord, today I must be too excited.
This is my
okay. So the board is up. First person on the board is Sheha Spirit 901, and then we have 714. And I believe you were there first. Is this Christina?
Yes, it is.
I thought so. Hi, Christina Hesley.
Hi. Hi.
And,
I'm here.
414. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Thank you. And also Sheha's my co-host, so anyway. And 414, is that you, Miss Wilhelmina?
I'm 414. This is Christina, 414.
Oh, I had it wrong. Okay. Who's 714?
Me?
Yes.
Jessica.
Oh, it's Deborah.
Jessica.
Oh, okay. I'm writing it down, y'all, now, so I'll have it
Jessica
so I don't have to
James.
Keep asking every week. I don't know you see your three-digit code, and I know whose number or who you, you know, usually called in on that number. Yeah.
No worries.
Oh, Christina, 415. I'm so sorry.
414.
Deborah R. Christina.
Jessica.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
414 is Jessica.
Oh no, 714.
714 is Jessica.
Mhm. Jessica J.
Jessica J.
Oh, okay. Hi, Jessica. How are you?
This is my first like time being on here, so I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, no. All I need when we begin the call is just your three-digit code. I don't need your whole phone number. So when your name comes up again, I already know who you are. I just, you know, say, hey, good evening, Jessica. What's going on? You know. So, yeah, that's okay. So 714 is Jessica. 414 is my Christina. And 901 is She House Spirit. Am I correct now?
Yeah, 714. Uh-huh. 714 is Jessica J. Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome, welcome, Jessica. Welcome, Christina. Welcome, She House Spirit. We're going to have a good show tonight. I expect a lot of people to be in here tonight, which is great. Anyway, before I begin with my questions, is there anything that you guys want to talk about? You know, we can talk about anything, economics, politics, church, personal, relationships, love life. I don't do no readings, Jessica, just to let you know. I don't do no readings on this show. This is strictly happy hour,
oh,
end of the week. Let that shit
uh-huh.
go.
So I'm new, so I'm like, okay, what do? We just talk about a topic? Or you ask questions, or is it a game?
Oh, yeah, why? Somebody got a bingo board? Shit, let's get them out and mail. Don't start. I play digital bingo in a minute. Shoot, I think since Sean
yes.
was the last one that was doing it. Yeah. Yeah.
I heard
like
they said that Joe Biden won't be the president the next term.
No.
No? Oh. Is it because of age? Or, I mean, I don't see the purpose. They said it. The next thing that we're depending on is Camilla and that other guy.
Mueller. Oh, was Mueller thinking about running? Well, you know, Pence is running, and we have to give She House Spirit that kudos for that one because she called it quite a while ago.
Oh.
I said, I didn't know. She called it quite a while ago. She said, you watch, Pence is going to run for president. I was like, shit. She was right.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
I wonder. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead, Christina. I mean, the only thing I'm saying is Biden's health will not allow him to do another 4 years. So,
oh, no.
And I don't think Mrs. Biden would allow it because she know her husband's up in age and, you know, he's already has health issues. So, you know, why make that
oh,
a permanent really? Thing? You know,
oh,
whatever
no.
time you got left,
yeah.
enjoy that. You don't have to prove a point. You were president longer than what I thought because I didn't think he'd be there but a year and a half, but he fooled me. So, who knows?
I wonder.
I think he's a third small anyway.
President.
But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, well, will it be, like, you think, like, for the next term that America will turn around with the next
well,
president?
It won't be Biden or Trump. Those two, you can just, you don't have to put them on the back burner. Just put them outside.
Right.
The only way that Trump's would possibly, because he's getting ready to lose his case, too, so he's going to have two down on him. Which opens that door. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That even the judge ain't going to want to hear his BS. It's like, no, I don't work here. Watch. Somebody's got to shut that fool down, you know? I mean, you be who you are. God bless him. At least he's for real. He is who he is. But, you know, his way of looking at life sometimes, I think, is a little bit confused, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think he's always been the businessman type, but he's just got to where he's become so narcissistic, you know?
I think that Jewish guy, whatever his
I'm
name
sorry?
Is. The Jewish guy. What's his name? Not Joe Budden or something?
Yeah, he's our president now.
I don't know who the Jewish guy is. With the glasses. I think he
Are
should,
you talking about Barney?
Yeah, Bernie. Uh-huh. I think he should go for president.
Girl, he's too old to me. Shit. He's too old.
old.
We need some young blood. Somebody like when Obama came along.
Obama,
don't have to be Obama's age, but can we at least get him in the 40s or 50s? Would be great, you know.
Something like
at least 57 years old, but shoot. You and your 70s,
and
don't sit your ass down.
I heard Disney's doing the governor of Florida.
Yeah, DeSantis, yes. Is that him?
And,
yep,
yeah, I think
DeSantis.
His name is
DeSantis.
Yeah, DeSantis.
They said he wants to build a jail house near
DeSantis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Christina, say it again.
That wasn't me.
Oh,
Jessica?
Oh,
well,
Jessica,
say that again.
No, they said that DeSantis wants to build a jail house next to Disney. Did you guys hear anything of that?
No.
No.
Well, I don't know. He's saying that he's suing them. So, I guess Disney is suing them. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
You guys keep me up on here. But whatever topic you guys want to talk about.
Oh, that's
here.
Fine. What we're talking about. That's okay. That's not a problem. That's whatever. Yeah, we're not bound by that damn YouTube, so we can say whatever we want to say.
I don't know. I haven't been watching the news lately, so I basically get, like, my news from you guys or my dad. So, yeah.
Well, I read a lot, so now I watch international news because that always fascinates me. What's going on in other countries, and then how do they see us, you know, America? So interesting.
What do you watch with the international news? Like, what are you hearing about, like, Ukraine, Russia, and all those other places, Germany?
I don't know. Thank God that Biden got it. I only want him to get in because I don't like him or Trump's, but to stop the bleeding. And that was one of the things to build our alliances, or allies, I should say, back up with Europe. We had lost a lot of those allies because of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So, we would need them in a clutch, okay? We got a badass military, but we would need them in a clutch. We need those allies to back us. Some things, and Trump was ruining that, you know. So okay, thank you, Biden. You know, we're back in the mix again. We ain't on top, but we're back in the mix. So, you know, I'm not gonna say he was a bad president. I just think it comes to a time where, you know, you have to say let somebody else come in. You know, somebody younger with creative ideas or, you know, inventions, whatever. But, you know, give them a chance, right? I mean, there's always somebody better. Shit. But I think you should give the younger people a chance. This is how our beings get better and better. Sometimes we have to reach back, which is true.
I said we're going to get a wild card, y'all. We don't know who this wild card is yet, but it's going to be a wild card there.
Okay, and we're bringing in area code 706, who is
I'm going to let you guess.
Miss Wilhelmina. Ha ha.
Yes, hello. How is everybody doing? I'm doing quite well. How's everybody?
I'm good.
I'm good.
It's my first time, like, chat. Yeah, so I don't know. Like, I'm. It's, like, new for me. First time we're on a Friday.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
this is Jessica.
Jessica. Yeah. Oh, Jessica. Jessica J, yeah. The cute, pretty girl. You won, the lady, pretty girl.
Oh, thank you.
The one who's so in love with Mo. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Gotta kick its ass sometimes, but yeah.
Okay.
He's enough ass. I know, right? Mo's, he's on his way to UK, I think, this coming week. So he's heading up there. Yeah,
okay,
he's on his trip. But it's
all
nice
right.
to hear you guys' voices.
Friday happy hour? No? Are you asking the question? Yeah, are you asking the question? Jessica?
Oh, me?
Hello.
Oh, no, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
oh,
we can hear you.
Yeah, I was saying it was nice to it's nice to hear your guys' voices because I always
I know.
See the names of the faces. So it's so surreal to hear your voice this time instead of just on the chat. Just to see
that's what I thought
yeah.
the first time I talked.
Yeah, it's nice to hear you guys. Oh,
yeah,
I love
it. It, it kind of helps you put a face or a sound to the person you're seeing in the chat room. So, yeah, I'm
right.
surprised. What's the name will probably be in your Shelva Bodie?
Shelva Bodie?
Yeah, she came in, you know, she was in here on the last show, but she left early, like Deborah.
Oh.
I'm calling you out. Yes, I'm just teasing. Okay, we were talking about, just so that you can catch up, Ms. Wilhelmina, we were talking about Trump. Is he coming back for the 2024? Yeah, he would love to, but his popularity is going to go way down. Let's say that. He's leaving, I think it's next week, going to Ireland and Scotland because he has two golf courses, you know, a golf course in Ireland and one in Scotland. So he's going to go over there and play some golf.
No, we don't need Trump, even though he did some pretty good things, but we don't need Trump again, I don't think.
Oh,
no.
He was president. It was like the Great Depression all over again.
Well, one thing
I thought I went back in time with him, the Great Depression, you know. It was just everything, this drama with him. The worst years of his presidency. Oh, goodness. I don't think I can handle him another four. I'd rather deal with Biden.
I call him my brother because he's born on the 14th like I was.
Oh. When's your birthday?
June 14th.
Oh.
Another Gemini.
Yeah,
yeah, Gemini.
I was going to say she's a Gemini.
Christina's a Gemini,
wow,
too.
I like Miss Wilhelmina.
Mm-hmm.
The double Gemini.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know a few. Work with
like
three.
Can
That's
I
so
ask
nice.
A question? I wanted to ask Sheeha how the storm went last night.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Hello. Yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we had a little bit of the electric action going, but it didn't last long. It was moving fast, so it went on. It's past Memphis, where I am, and it went on up to like the northeastern area. So, and it wasn't really a lot of rain, but it was so electric, you know, and that's what's so scary about it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I saw some areas. some areas had hail the size of grapefruits. But I don't think it was.
Oh. I don't remember where that was. I saw that as well, yeah. It's crazy. It seems like every weekend we're getting some kind of an alert, whether it's a severe thunderstorm or a tornado watch.
Yeah, well, not only that, you're getting burnt up or you're getting freezed out.
That's true. That's true. From day to
not
day.
Not Wisconsin.
Yeah, from day to
How
day.
How long is it going to last?
Yeah.
How long is it going to last for the storm that's going on over there? And it's hot.
Oh, God, I don't know. Because it's so out of the ordinary right now, and that's what the news media is saying. The weatherman is saying it's so out of the ordinary.
It's bipolar.
It's unpredictable right now because everything is to seem like it's not the usual happening type on schedule stuff, but they don't really know because right now it's just unpredictable right now.
Hello.
Well,
that sucks.
I'm just saying, that's some strong stuff there. Yeah. Oh, man, my heart goes out to you. That's some strong shit. Well, you got your lanterns, right? I know you got candles, but you got your lanterns. You know, those lights. You know, you just,
I got enough stuff. I got enough stuff to burn the house down.
Blow all my head in.
Oh, it's either run by battery or it's a power pack or it's matches, okay? It's a match light. So I got enough to burn the place down.
That's good that you're prepared, though. And what state are those that the storm is hitting, like Kentucky?
Well, Kentucky, Missouri, Tennessee. It's the southern area like Georgia and all the, you know, in that area. And it's like Mississippi coming up from Arkansas and all those. It's kind of like in the southern northeast regions is what it's holding on to.
Oh, wow. So it's circling around that area then?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it's not like extreme though, is it? How big is it? Is it huge enough to like knock over the whole city?
No, some of it does. Some of it is pretty aggressive, but it seems like it moves fast, it hits, and then it moves on, and it even takes unpredictable directions and stuff. It's like it's got a mind of its own sometimes. So we would get the alert, and we would get the alert this moment, and then it passed us by, and then it's going on down to like the north or east region and a little bit west, and it may even break itself down with us, and it'll go south again. So it's unpredictable.
So have they shut like all the doors down? Like, are you guys still able to do like your normal activities when it comes to storms like that?
Oh yeah, they don't shut anything down. It's just you on your own around here. It has not gotten that severe yet, but, you know, if they really, really expect, like, a really tornado, like, I'm going to say above of one tornado, like a two or three, it probably will, but it hasn't gotten that severe yet.
Okay, but you guys have, right, like, underground? I noticed that when I was in Michigan, like, you guys, they have a lot of, like, underground basements.
No, Memphis, Tennessee do not do a lot of basement. Some of the houses, the old homes, they do, but no, Tennessee does not do basements. It's more of an attic type thing here. They don't do basements.
I see it. But they're like attics that are on top or below?
Well, it's an attic that's on top of the house. And that's where you don't want to be. Yeah.
Oh,
but
in no.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I was listening.
Yeah, but no, it's not. It's no basements here. Even with the new homes, they don't do a lot of basements. Those type homes are specially designed because everyone now is turning to either a storm shelter or a panic room that's built onto the regular homes, and they are looking more now to that type thing. But no, that's not a norm here.
Oh,
that's something new. So, what do y'all do, Sheeha, when you know that you think it's close? What do you do for safety?
Well, that's where you have to identify your safe zone, like in the bathroom, you have to go to the lowest floor in the home. So you have to identify a safe area, and they say the bathroom or an interior closet or something like that.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Well,
I always
nice.
Heard the tub
yeah.
was supposed to be a good covering. The tub, your bathtub.
Yeah, the bathroom. That's the number one place they ask, you know, people to go. But if you got an interior closet that's away from all the windows and stuff, it's a area that's been designated also.
That's interesting. Thank you for sharing that, Sheeha. That was really, really interesting. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Christina.
That wasn't me. I'm here, but I didn't say anything.
I thought somebody was getting ready to speak. Okay, so anyway, that was it for Trump. We talked about Pence right away. Sheeha hit that on the point that he was going to run for president, so that's been confirmed. Ron DeSantis and Disney, he's going to run for president, but he won't make it to the finals. But he's going to be in there for the run. I give a brother to that. But he ain't going to make it to the finals. Why? Disney got too much money and too many people on their network. You know what I mean? Like Microsoft, Jeff Bezos. I mean, you know, all they got to do is drop a dime. Okay? Ron ain't got that kind of money.
Right.
He may be a good guy, but he ain't got it like that yet. So, but anyway, he'll have a good showing. And not in the trial, so.
I used to work at Disneyland long ago. That company is pretty big. Yeah, but I left like back in like 2014. But yeah, it's a good job, but it's not like something like I think it would be a good job for like somebody who wants to retire or have an extra thing to do, or someone who's much like younger, 21 or something.
It sure is.
Yeah.
So you're Ron DeSantis, you believe in him as far as his case is going forward toward Disneyland. Now Disneyland and put a suit against him.
I know,
ridiculous, isn't it? Like blind leading the blind, child. But Disney do have money. They got way more money than Ron DeSantis. He's just a governor. In real life, he ain't got
right.
that kind of money. You're talking about billions and billions of dollars. Yeah.
Right. Wipe the whole Florida out.
That's why I said he's going to do a good showing, but he ain't going to be here for the finals, for the runoff.
Right.
What y'all think of Marjorie Greene? MTG.
Margaret Green?
Marjorie Taylor Greene. The lady in Congress is running her mouth all the time. She's a very strong Trump supporter. Very strong.
Oh, I really know.
Now you know who I'm
her.
Talking about with the blonde hair, and she's always running off at the mouth. She acts like she got diarrhea in the mouth.
Hey, look her up.
She do. She always... She always be saying something out the side of her mouth. She know half that stuff ain't true. But she just go right along with her lies. So, but anyway.
But that's a true talent for them, how they, like, if she's like that, you know, they don't directly answer questions. But they seem to get an interview, you know. That's true talent right there.
They'd be dancing around it, huh? Yeah.
Yes.
What you think, Miss Wilhelmina?
Well, I think, you know, like you said, she is a strong person to speak for some things. But I don't really know if she will continue to stand like that because, like they have done with all the rest, they take away from what they really stand for, and then they change things around, and then they're so scared because they've been threatened, they have to do what they are being told to do. So that's what I really think. She going to end up being told what to do.
Well, we're going to see how that's going to end up, how that's going to come
just
out.
Just like the rest.
I think she's going to come up missing myself, but we shall see.
Uh-oh,
okay. Yeah, she's coming up missing her real soon, too. But anyway, what y'all think about Jerry Springer died? Whoa, whoa, woo, woo. I want to hear from everybody. We're going to start you the last one to come on, Miss Wilhelmina. What's your two cents? Come on now.
Well, Jerry tried to make it all his life. He was being controlled, too. So he did his show. He had his laughs, and he had many laughs. So it was time for him to go. How old was he?
Yeah,
79.
It was his time to go, I suppose. Just like it's going to be my time, because when I'm ready to go, I'm gone. So that's what I think about death. I'm not afraid of death anymore. I used to be.
Like, afraid of death? Like, what makes you feel that, like, when it's time for you to go, you're not going to be scared? Because I think it's, like, maybe it's how you go, you think?
When I was growing up, I used to see a lot of older people die. And then, you know, as a young girl coming up, families made you afraid of dying. But I have been a lot of places, seen a lot of things, learned about many different things, and death was one of them. And I have learned that God has been with me all my life. And so I know God is there with me now. He's here, he's there, everywhere with me. So no matter how I die, it is my time to go, and I'm not going to be afraid. Because I know I'm going to live again. Because that's the best thing that I have learned, that I will live again somewhere else. So that's why I'm not really afraid. It's like reincarnation. It's in the Bible. So, yeah, I'll be reincarnated somewhere else. And that's the real reason why.
Do you get to choose when we reincarnate?
I'm thinking what I've learned, you go talk to your guys and you have a conversation about what you can do and what did you do in your life that you could have made better. You know, God loves us all no matter what we have done in our life, whether it was good, bad, whatever. God loves us unconditionally, and that's another thing I learned. And I'm just not afraid. I'm ready to go. Anytime I'm ready to go.
Man, you are just too nice. I'm glad that crispy crit is gone. But you so nice. You so nice. And I know that's how God wants us to be, but he know my heart. I mean good, but damn it, I'm glad he gone. I said, when is Shaw Hannity next? Okay, no. Next up, Miss Christina Hesley. What's your two cents about Jerry Springer?
I didn't really care for him. I didn't care for his show. But I do know people that did like to watch him. So
oh, yeah.
He was entertaining for some. And then he also did that show where he was a judge. And I gave it a brief watch. I didn't care for that either. I think he was better as a judge than, you know, all those crazy people they have acting up on his show. That's what was irritating, not so much him, but all the actors on there. So I don't know. I think he was okay, but I didn't care for him. I mean, he was not my kind of entertainer. Give me Harry Belafonte. I'm on here. Harry Belafonte any day.
Oh, yeah. I was singing one of his songs. All right. Thank you so much, Christina. Next up, Deborah Orr. How do you feel about Jerry Springer? Deborah Orr. Where you at, girl? I know you're still on the line. Did you go run to the bathroom?
She took a breath.
She took a breath.
She took a break.
Oh, took a break. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. She on the throne. Okay, go ahead. She has spirits. You love. How do you feel about Jerry Springer?
Entertainment purposes only. That's all he was about.
Yeah. I'll go for that. It was reality TV. Scripted.
Yeah.
Which is scripted. Different reality things. TV is scripted, so... Yeah.
People like drama, and he brought plenty of drama to the TV. So he just entertainment purposes only. That's all.
Oh, I guess so. Man, I watched him. And what's the one? Oh God, I can't think of her name. She was round, and she's a brunette, and she lost a whole lot of weight. She looks really beautiful now, but she lost a whole lot of weight. I can't think of it, but she was heavy set, and she
Star
did
Jones.
Something.
Star
What's
Jones.
Her name?
Star Jones. Star Jones.
No. This was a white lady.
No,
she was brown like a butterball, but she lost all that weight. She got down real small. So I can't think of her name, but her show was similar to Jerry Springer. And, I mean, when he started this, it just set up a plethora of people doing stuff like that. And then the reality TV set in, then they came with all that Real Housewives of Atlanta, of L.A., and what was it, New York or something. I was like, you folks are really getting stupid with it now. Because, you know, a lot of those things are scripted. And you're right, Christina, there are actors. Some of those people are actors, you know, they're paid to act a fool, and they go along with that. I just posted a thing on the community on my YouTube channel about don't sell your character.
That's true. Because I always feel like it comes back to haunt you, like when people do all that stuff and that craziness on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I tell us. go ahead, Ms. Linus. I'm sorry, I don't mean to throw it off.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just thinking, like, the woman that died that killed, that not killed Emmett, but, like, lied on Emmett, she died too. She passed away same day, right? As Jerry?
Gary, are you talking about a comedian? Who is this person?
No, it's the lady that supposedly she's the one that's responsible for Emmett Tillman's or Emmett Till's
Oh, yeah, she did
death.
Die. Yes, yes. She never told either.
He left her.
And Jessica, she took that to her grave.
She sure did.
She sure did. She took that to her grave. Why, did you read differently?
No, a lot of people say she's going to hell, though. I don't know.
She's what?
No, a lot of people are saying that she's going to hell. So she was just hanging on like Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, you know they down there with a water hose. They don't want her down there. Shaming his minions is down there with a hollow water hole. Cool this bitch off and send her back upstairs. Send her back upstairs. We don't even want her down here.
But that's
the same thing my mother said about Mr. Brooks.
Oh, who?
You talking about Bush Jr. or Daddy Bush?
I was just joking about Mr. Brooks. My mother said
Brooks.
The same thing.
Oh, Mr. Brooks. Oh, Lord have mercy, Jesus.
My mother said the same thing. They didn't want him down there. The devil don't even want him sitting back. He died all how many times and he came back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I tell you, I learn every day. Every day. Well, now, Annie, you brought up a good subject about what we were talking about earlier this week about the young people and the babies or what?
Yeah,
what
we were
talking
about,
because I said that'd be a good subject to talk about.
Yeah, we were just talking about the young ladies that don't mind having children without finding them a father for the child, or even for the first child, they go to the second, third, fourth, fifth without identifying the father figure in the home. And I think that's where we are experiencing a lot of crime from.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, me and my husband were just talking about that about a few hours ago about young girls accusing guys of being the dad. And then me and him, I had to tell him, well, the man should have put a chastity belt on himself. And he was saying, well, a woman should have went and took them perfect clothes. But we were just joking about it, but it's some serious stuff, you know, going around all these young girls, poor things. Sometimes they're trying to find that love. I mean, you know, the parents, the dad, need to have showed them a little bit more love, and they probably would have found maybe a good man and wouldn't have had all these children. They had some help from the parents in the first beginning. You know, some young folks, they grow up and they don't have a dad. Some don't have a mother. And if they grow up without love, how they know how to love? They out there looking for it. They choose this man
don't
want
to.
Yes,
you got to love yourself first in order
to
love your children the way so they can understand a little bit, like, what is love? What is, you know? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You got to be able to run that. You got to be able to run that shit down and be honest about it. You know?
That's right.
Be honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why I
Area code 323. Who is this? Excuse me, ladies. Area code 323. Who is this?
My name's Joe.
Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show. Glad to hear from you.
Thanks.
Glad for you to be here and support. Okay, we've got Miss Wilhelmina, Miss Christina, my Christina, She-Haw Spirit, Deborah R., and Jessica J. I've got everybody. And now we have Joe. All right, welcome to the show, Joe.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, thanks. I called in because I saw the marquee which says Essence of Success. So I wanted to find out, is the show about motivation? Is it about psychology? Is it about business? So I thought I'd call in to find out.
All that. All what you mentioned. Because we
okay,
discussed
good.
A lot of different subjects, yes. Just for tonight. For some reason tonight we've all been political, but now we're bringing it back home. So, yeah, we got into a deep political, deep dive political discussion tonight. It was very good. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm here to find out exactly what the topic's going to be for tonight and see if I... if I can join in, find it interesting, et cetera.
Okay. What were we talking about, Sheha?
Many different things.
Yeah. But the last topic is females that do not identify the father of a child before they decide to even have children. So it seems like it's a misunderstanding there of what a family means, the identity of a solid home.
Okay, I'm not quite understanding. You're saying you have females who are not identifying who the father of the child is.
That's correct.
Sounds like something out of Maury Povich. So if the child doesn't know who the father is, and if she's not identifying who the father is, then how is the family dealing with the birth?
The standards of what we're looking at here is, why have a child when you don't have the man first? It's like, you know, it's like putting the egg before the chicken or the chicken before the egg. You need to identify who is who and the purpose of you doing such action as bringing an individual child into the world. So what do you
think
about
this? Yeah, I
would
think it's important. So, okay, so now the woman's given birth to, let's say, a boy in the hospital. She takes the boy home. People are asking her, okay, well, who's the daddy? And she refuses to talk about who he is. So how does that affect the family, and how does that affect the boy? Why would she do it?
At that point in time, it is her prerogative to answer in that way.
Yeah.
It's her prerogative to not tell anybody who the father is.
I didn't say she would not tell. I said at that time, in that moment, it is her prerogative. Now, she can subject to change. It doesn't always have to be that way, but for the moment in time, the way she's feeling, that's the best way to address the problem. She'll change.
So why would somebody do that? And if somebody... if a woman's in the hospital, somebody has to be on the birth certificate. So she's saying that her kid, she's not identifying who the father is, so there's no name on the birth certificate, so the kid is going to be, at that particular time, a bastard.
That's by her choice. Yours, too, but evidently she's not having a conversation with you, huh?
But, Joe, this is Sheha. What I am saying here is, why have a child that you have not, that the father has not consented to? So that's my stance on it. You know, it's like you find someone that you want to have a child with before they start that child family dynamic. And that's what seems to be lacking sometimes. The woman wants a child, but the father's not in it to win it. So why should you bring an innocent being into the world to raise on your own? See, it's not a decision for both people when it takes both people to make a child. That's what we're talking about.
Okay, so you're talking about the woman's prerogative to have the child without the consent of the father. Is that your premise?
friend Mickey Giovanni did that. She didn't want her son's dad in her life. And so by choice, it was her choice to have a child without the dad. She knew who the dad was, but she didn't want him in their life. So she didn't put his name on birth certificate.
Well, that's a little different than just,
What's the difference? They both had sex. They both had a kid together. She chose not to have
one is the premise of, I want a child. I know who the father is. Everybody else knows who the father is, but I don't want the father in my life. Of course, she'll try to get as much money out of him as possible, even though she doesn't want the father in the life. And the second case, which was the first one that was presented to me, was that here's a hypothetical case of a woman who's given birth, but doesn't want to let people know who the father is. So one is either deception, or certainly keeping away the identity of the father from people. And the other one is, well, I know who the father is. I just want to have the baby. He doesn't want to have the baby, but I don't care what he wants. I just want to have the baby. And here I have. I've got the baby.
Are you willing to keep that baby and do everything that's necessary for the next 21 years? You're going to be that committed to that child for the next 21 years. Because if
so
they go to college
the
at 18, they'll get out at 21. So are you ready to take on a responsibility right now in your life of a child until it's 21 years old?
Well, that's
it's more than just
question.
Having a baby. A lot comes with having a baby.
It is.
Yeah, but they always pin down the father, or they make up the name of the father, and they say, this is the man who is the father, and I want child support from him. And the courts go ahead and agree with that. There's such a thing as paternity fraud. There have been guys who have had to pay, at least for a time, child support for a child that they, from a woman, they never even had sex with.
That's
because that's
no
the way the legal system is set.
No, then I go out of state.
I don't think that's, that, I mean, that used to be the old ways now, but the way I understand it now is you will not be hit with child support until the determining factor is that you are the child. It just doesn't happen like that anymore.
And in all of the 50 states, that means no such thing as paternity fraud anymore. So... what do? They have mandatory DNA tests?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do, Joe. Yes, they do. The person now has to be proven that he's the father before they even go through the legalities of suing him for child support or putting him on child support. See, that old system used to work because it was not a legal system, and it doesn't work anymore.
Okay, so that's something you're all sure of. So no matter what state you're in, if the girl claims, okay, I've got the baby, and I identify him as the father, then they have to have a mandatory paternity test.
No, if the father, they don't have to go through that. If the man steps up and says yes, the man has given him his consent that he is the child, and you know you would not have to go through the maternity test. But if this man say, I'm not the child, this was a one-night stand, I don't believe it's my child, they're not going to automatically throw you in child support. They're not going to do that.
Or
you can
have a birth certificate.
All on the birth certificate. Yeah. It don't happen like that. Now, when you got two people consenting that this child is your child, okay, so well, sign the birth certificate and do what you need to do as a father. But other than that, yes. The next step is to go to court and identify who the child is.
I'm going to have to look that up because I didn't know of any change in any law that made it safe for men to say,
well,
I'm not the father.
Oh, yes, yes, sir.
That's good.
I have experience with people. That is what happens. Now, they can send it to the client. If I could send it, is a maternity.
I can't hear you. There's some background noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear somebody walking with their phone outside.
Yeah, we should mute it. We're not talking. But
now I can hear you clearly. Go ahead.
But Joe, yes. You know, if the father consents, okay, sign the birth certificate, it's all well and done. But if he contests that, it's got to be a birth identified that he is the father.
Okay, good. I'm going to have to look that up then. Because that, to me, is a victory for men, because there have been too many men who have been flim-flammed by women.
Yes,
there's a case of a woman who went to a social, one of the government agency offices. I think she was pregnant, and she sits down in front of the intake guy, and the guy says to her, okay, who's the father? So she thumbs her finger through the phone book and points out a guy right in front of them. They don't know who the guy is, and they put this guy down as the one who's supposedly the father of the new upcoming child. And after what, they sent out a notice. He didn't answer the notice because he had no idea what was going on, and he had to pay child support for it. So I'm glad that at this particular juncture, if the woman's in that particular situation, she says, well, I don't know who the father is. They can't find out, you know, somebody to get child support from if they don't know who to contact. But if she says, I know that Harry Smith is the father, and they say, well, okay, are you married? No. And if they have an automatic paternity test between her and this guy that she's claiming Harry Smith is the father, I'm going to like that. That's going to be good.
No, I don't. No, that's not happening right now, Joe, because you cannot sue anyone for anything until it's proven. And this is what the maternity courts have decided, because women do not know who the father is, and they cannot go and garnish anybody's check without proof and allegations being proven. So that doesn't happen anymore.
Well, how long has this been in effect?
Can't tell you a date or time, but I want you to check it out.
Yeah, I will. That's good to hear.
All right. We're getting down to the one-minute mark. I want everybody to get a chance to say goodnight, and I'll see you on Tuesday at 6 p.m. live. So I'll let you start, Sheha, and go down the road.
Have a good evening, everyone, and please have a safe and happy weekend.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you. It was nice being here.
Oh, Jessica, we enjoyed you. Glad you came in. Miss Christina.
Welcome to Jessica and Joe, and Sheha, stay safe.
You too.
Ms.
Wilhelmina.
See
you guys Tuesday.
I want to tell
all
of you that I love you. I have enjoyed this conversation, and let's do this again.
Amen. We'll
see you
next Friday at 5 o'clock or whatever your time is, 7 or 8 or 9. Otherwise, you know, it's 5 o'clock on the West Coast. I don't know, maybe 6 in the center.
Yeah, some on the East Coast.
Yeah.
7 o'clock
then
in Wisconsin.
See you Tuesday, you'll see me at 6 p.m. So, all right.
8 o'clock in Wisconsin.
All right. I got to start the music. Why did I get so happy?
Thank you, Les.
Yes, I hear you, studio. Drive me crazy. Oops. Uh-oh, excuse me. Anybody got any plans for this weekend?
No.
I might stay home or run some errands. I got some edibles, like, last weekend ago.
Okay.
And thank you. Oh, he left already. Dadgummit, I was going to tell Joe, thank you for joining the show. I hope that he enjoyed the conversation and the enlightenment.
Lennis, do you think Joe is from the America or from somewhere else?
Oh, he's from America.
He's from America.
Yeah.
You know what that is. Fresh punani and fresh doo-doo. You know what that is.
I want him to check out the laws of the United States. I don't know what planet he's on and what era the planet.
Me either, but you know what? He better put something on it.
You know what I'm saying? Because we all know there's no court gonna put a judgment against you without proof. You know, it's crazy.
Right.
Now, that happened back in the day, but it's 2023, okay? We all got smarter. Don't come on the show with that crap.
But he sounded like a young saw. Didn't he sound young?
No, he didn't sound young.
I
thought
he
was
30.
No, he
just wants to check you out and put you in your place is what I think.
He sounded 50, 60-ish. Are we a bunch of old hens?
Actually, I have a bunch of old hens. Thank you, Lennis, for this show.
Y'all welcome. I hope we enlighten that young man and see how to send him in the right direction, of course, so that he'll be all right, bless his heart. His first little piece, he don't know how to act. Granted, he got something coming, but maybe he'll learn to put something on that. Then it won't be surprise.
He's out there trying to say. Lady,
another person be how you like me now.
Ladies, he is his age because he's talking crazy. Okay, I'm going to put it out.
I told him, and my husband had that same conversation today.
Yeah.
That must be going around.
He's identifying his age because he's talking crazy about what used to be some time ago. But no, it's not happening now. It's not happening. And I know people that have experienced this lately. No, that child, that father has to be identified together as his father and as the child. They are not blindly garnishing nobody's check. That's unconstitutional. Where is the man's right?
Sure.
It's not happening.
Maybe a light bulb short.
He sounded pretty smart.
No, I think he was just trying to dig in, see what's going on, shut down your show and listen.
Trying to get
anybody.
Some free therapy. That's what he was doing.
All right.
Aren't we all?
That's true.
I'll just go on this show. I don't need to spend $60 an hour.
Right. No, you're fine. Oh, Miss Lennis.
He might have needed some help, really. I have no idea. He might have needed some help. Maybe some young girl got him.
He wasn't
I told you he's fresh. He would be asking questions like that.
He
got his nose open wider than the train going down the track.
That's right.
I mean, it's the experienced life. This will not become as important to you, to him rather, but also understanding. You know, so he knows what he's doing. He don't know what he's doing right now. That's why I say he's fresh.
He agreed to a child that's not his. I'm so sorry for him. That's what doesn't happen. He has agreed to something that is not his. Or he don't want that child's voice. Okay? That's the way it is with him. He's getting his check on because he agreed to something that was stupid and without evidence.
Well, I also think that in your community, when you move into a neighborhood and they don't really want you in that neighborhood, I'm going to be a Karen. I'm going to be a Mr. Karen.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Nobody has to be bamboozled. You can agree to being bamboozled, but you don't have to be.
Yeah, I don't know, bless his heart.
We have to pray for him.
It's different.
Give him
okay.
The phone number.
Young. I checked that up as he's young. So you
know,
he's looking for some treats.
Lynn, this is She-Ha.
Well, let's all pray for him.
Don't pray for him. Just give him She-Ha's spirit number, and I'm set him straight. Just give him my number.
All right.
What's your number, She-Ha?
I'm sorry, ladies. I'm sorry. You know, it's not fair to want to come on someone's show and talk crazy. You know, you join the show, you get in the groove with what we got going on. As a man, oh, God. See, he stood on the ground tonight. He just stood
now
on the ground.
Now, that's why my husband said he ain't getting in there with all them women. No.
He stood on the ground. As a female that was raised with six brothers, I would defend a man to the day I die, but he is wrong. Don't come with that.
Mr. Karen.
All right, yeah, we have definitely run out of time.
I hope we're not on the air.
Yeah, we were off at 6 o'clock. This is dead air now. Way back when. But I'm closing out, so I'm going to shut it down now because there's nothing on. I mean, I shouldn't say nothing is on. We are not on the air at this time.
I'm sorry, ladies, but he brought out the worst in me, and I'm sorry.
What? You didn't tell him anything bad. You gave the man some options, you know, and a little bit of skill and a pathway to go. So that's up to him. And like you told him, you know, you need to check this out now.
He
needs to do it for himself so the lesson will, the experience and the lesson will stick. You know?
Check it out. And if you don't sign something stupid, go back to the courts and identify himself, okay? I'm not the father, okay?
Don't you watch Lori show?
That's what I'm talking about. You are not the father.
Oh,
okay?
God. Don't you watch Lori show? Yeah, I am not the father. You are not the father. Yay. Well, he'll get over it. Take a little time. If it's his, he'll step up. I ain't worried about that. I know he'll step up, but it ain't his, so he's having a problem with that. There's a way to deal with that.
Lynn, give him my number.
No, if he calls back in, I'll let you do that. I'm not going to give it to him. If he comes back into the show next week and you want to...
I'm just being funny, ladies, okay?
Oh.
I love you.
I was going to say, you're being very generous. I wouldn't give him the spit off my lip.
He can call me. If he looks me up and gives me... I'm going to tell him how crazy he is, okay? I'm going to let him know. But
that's what he gets for stepping in the Ghostbusters room. He better leave us alone.
You
don't know us like that.
No.
I love the Ghostbusters
like that.
You too,
and I love you. Thank you so much for coming in and supporting the show. I do appreciate it. A little late, but I'm saying that to y'all now. I got me off the air, but anyway, thank you so much. I do appreciate it. I'm grateful for you. And I'll see you on Tuesday at 6. Have a good Saturday, Sunday, Monday. 3 days to yourself.
Yes.
All right.
All right, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you again, Sheeha.
See you later.
And you too, Deborah R., Ms. Wilhelmina, Christina, Jessica J.
Nice.
Who did I miss?
Good night.
Huh?
It was a pleasure.
Ms. Wilhelmina.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Sheeha.
Good night.
I'll keep you updated.
Deborah R., yes. Okay, night-night.
Happy Tuesday.
No, it's not Tuesday. It's Friday.
Thank you.